Blog Talk Radio.
So searching till my flows are perfect. I ain't trying to be a slave to grow old from working. Sorry, badass, you lucky that I beat the second. Tell them niggas keep it stepping with their beat selection. Check the melodies. It's so heavily that shit to get your hips to move with no 70s. Or the opium, can I bust a little squeeze? Got that shit mixed and mastered, both remedies. Grab a spoonful, we stirring up a pot. And you know we gotta serve it while it's hot. I'm flowing like a volcano with dripping verses off the top. Dirty cops still swerving on the block.
All right, so we're back again on Three Steps Forward. So today's topic is identity in society, and it's more of a topic that's grown on me a little bit day to day. So I got a little help from a couple friends and family, and they just told me things I should talk about and this other stuff from my own point of view. And basically today I'll just be talking about the identity that in this generation, period, even in growing up, back and forth to the point where some of us don't know ourselves, some of us don't know how to love, some of us don't know our own background or religion. So I'm going to touch up on all of this today. So I'm going to start off with identity and friends, environment. So it's just like I feel that we all have friends that we do things for and we do things with. And in just general, like you have those friends, and if those friends can't tell you right from wrong that you're doing something wrong, these people are really not your friends. So when would you step up to the plate to say, hey, this is wrong for me? Like, they're not supposed to be my friends, even though they might be your best of friends. But it takes for you to understand this. And then just the environment. And you can be from a place like how they should look or how they should look who they're hanging with. So if I was to come around from being raised in the early 90s, where nothing, like everything was originated back from baggy jeans, wearing jabots, wearing tall tees, and then just like some of them still live in that era. So I might go back and be like, yo, what's good, son, blah, blah, blah. Now you see the difference between me and them because I grew up where I'm wearing colorful shoes, flamboyant shoes, I should say, and like different styles, and there's no more white tees and hoodies. Like I got out of that, and some of these cats today, and you might have friends that may think like, oh, you're a weirdo, you're a fairy because you got skinny jeans on and just the way you look. Because some of us will be stuck here in this environment and you and your friends are just living like this and you have no say. You're just going with it every single day. So I could just tell you guys and myself that it's okay to be different, to step out of your comfort zone where you can just go be yourself. And if you can't be yourself, what's the point of you identifying this and saying something like, I have a problem and I want change? And it's all right to say that. But then just going on from just knowing who you are, from the simple point is that you're the person you were believing to be, as your mom and dad always told you, be the best person you can be. And that's what I'm here to tell you today. Like, we should not be having this conversation, be someone's shoes because they do not fit. You can't wear size 11 and your friend wears size 8 and you're trying to wear his shoes every single day, 365 days of the year. And just like the commercial life, like everybody wants to be somebody that they're not, what they see on TV. So it's like when you're a kid, when let's say moon shoes came, you got up to moon shoes, but it was a big, and they're going to go out there, sip lean, smoke weed, the drugs, or whatever they do. But the people they attract is the same people who's watching them because they envy them for some reason where they don't know themselves, so they want what they have. They have no value over their own identity. So what they're doing is trying to mimic that and trying to go out and be who they are. And this is like everybody wants celebrity relationship goals, but those celebrities have their own life that they're living. We don't know what happened between closed doors with them, but with you, you have an idea of what you got going on. You know who's in your life. You know who you belong to and who you don't belong to in your circle, who you feel yourself around. So I just feel that always just know who you're around. And like the social media thing, like it's just filters over filters, wearing disguises. Nobody knows who they really are. I'll talk about more social media later. But it's just more the fact that the friends you really decide who you are with, the people who shape you, they should be able to tell you that, oh, this is bad for you, this is not good for you. like, oh, you should be doing this. But sometimes you got to listen to yourself at the end of the day because you are your own person. But your friends should always tell you when you're doing something wrong and they don't like it. So it's just like saying that you have a friend, that we all have friends like this. They're talking to somebody and it's either they're out doing no good or you're out to do no good. And somebody got to understand or see it, that be like, all right, bet. So if you keep talking like you really love them, then how do you expect for them to love you back if you're out doing dirt? So then you just got to really think about that. You don't want to be that same person. I'll talk about this a little bit more a little later. And then just jumping right to when your intelligence comes from. It's like your identity really frames your intelligence, because your intelligence can go so far but then halt just because you think you know everything and you pretty much don't know nothing until you meet someone else who has a little bit more to say to you. And they have more valid points, then you're just trying to realize, like, where do I go wrong? And that goes to a lot about propaganda, where you're sitting there really listening to everything someone says, but sometimes some people just be just shedding nothing but shade on you, where they're just like, yeah, this is what you got to believe in, and this is how it's going to be. And you're sitting there like, this don't even sound right, but it sound good. So there's a lot of people out there like that, and I can just tell you that there's always room for improvement where you can learn your identity. And the more you learn, is the more it is. It's like you being prejudiced. If things, the mind of a prejudiced person, you can just be like, your mind is just sitting there. And what do you even think about? You may ask them so many things. Just like the little incident in Virginia, I did want to speak on it, where they did the little White Lives Matter protest. And it's just sitting there really made me concerned. These college students took their Friday night to protest, doing this Nazi stuff. And you sitting there thinking to yourself, all of you took your time out on this Friday night to go to go White Lives Matter and burn stuff. And it's just like, so you're telling me there was nothing better to do on this Friday night? I mean, you're a college student, you're in Virginia. Like, sometimes, like, I even sat there and asked myself, was like, where do people do this at? Then clearly I said in the title, like, in the University of Virginia. So that's not okay. And some people just sit there and they might be looking at me right now like, why is he talking about this? Because this really matters, because a lot of people, like, they don't shun this, like, on the Black Lives Matter movement. They want to do all that and do this. Now it's just like, all right, so bet, we're just going to avoid this. Like, nah, let's speak on that, seriously. And then back to just, like, your intelligence. Like, you really learn more, you read, you hang out with people who actually want to see you grow, so they're going to tell you new stuff and they're really going to understand you, help comprehend, so you don't have to dumb it down because you don't want to do anything business smarter. So now, what I mean by that is, like, some people get jobs just to get their work and do bare minimum, like saying, you, like, right now I work at a call center and it's just like my intelligence, it's just like, why am I even here? I'm wasting my time. But sometimes I think to myself, like, I just need this job because I pay bills and no lights will be on. And you're just like, yeah, I'm kind of getting older, so I need to make my mind about what I really need to do. So at this point in time, it's just like, it's kind of like going back on my words. Like, I shouldn't be nowhere I'm not happy at. And clearly I'm not happy if I'm talking about it. And it just goes so far because you don't want to be sitting there shadowed by someone else and someone will have a job and just working there just for a check. If you're just working at your job for a check, you might want to recheck thinking about, because that job is not worth it. If you can't sit there, I'm happy going to work, you're going to work late every day because you don't care, just wait for them to let you go, you should just go ahead and quit yourself before. Go put your 2 weeks in, leave on a good note, because everybody knows it's so hard to get a job inside in this generation or even this period. Nobody's hiring anyone, especially if you have different hair from some others. And I just feel like that don't make no sense if they're really, really sitting here not hiring people because your hair is different from theirs. And that really kind of bothers me. And I respect everybody who's growing their hair and whatever you have going on with it, you just got going on with it. I will say nothing less and nothing more about that. But to your intelligence of the mind, because most of the time a lot of people won't understand it. And you really sit there being a, just when you're sitting there listening to people talk, some people just go on and go on, but there's no more code to them. Sometimes you kind of grow from that, where they're not in the same path and that you're speaking. And just like, that don't add up. Like, what are they even talking about? They're just talking about random nonsense. And you really just sitting there living your life thinking, like, what am I doing talking with these people? Then that's just jumping topics. It's just like saying, like, oh, I'm a color, being a color person, and you don't know your background, culture, your religion. So that's just really stepping on some shoes right now, because there's a lot of people who just want to be black, but they don't want to be black at the end of the day, because a lot of what's going on when the Black Lives Matter movement was going on, and then these people who claim that they love black people, that they want to dress like someone of color and just want to be outside their boundaries. And you ever question yourself, like, why are they doing this? Like, why are they being a culture vulture and just saying that, oh, blah, 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 this, blah, blah, blah. It's like trying to be praised by someone else that you don't know. Like, you're just sitting here just being a one. And it's just like, why, like, okay, like, is there any reason that you want to do this? Because, like I said, everybody wants to be something, but they're not. And when it's really time to be that something, then where are you now? Like, are you hiding? Are you out doing what you're doing? Because at that time frame, we were out being hunted. They was out there killing our brothers and sisters, and no one but the few people who actually stick up for us says something about it. And it's not okay to let that go. It's just like, it's just a whole bunch of going on with that. And then just going back on knowing your own background, like, there's a whole bunch of mixed kids who don't know what they are. Like, I can be African-American, French, and Spanish, but do I know what my actual heritage is? Like, do I know my mother? Do I know who my fathers are? Like, do I really know, pay attention to all this? And this is like your own culture. Some people will sit there and believe everything that they hear and be like, oh, I'm black and Mexican. But somebody, they heard somebody else say it, because now you're just like, oh, I'm black and Mexican. But what are you really? Have you sat there and really did a background check on yourself? And you really just listen to everything. And then you just sit there now and think about it, like, man, do I not know anything about my own religion, my own culture? Like, what are my own beliefs? Step in life, it's fine to do things your own way. But sometimes you question yourself, like, what is right for me? Because once you figure out what's right for you, now you're going to understand, like, what are you actually, like, what is your purpose? Do you even believe in yourself? Like, did you ever even think about stepping outside that box, do something different just for the first time in life? And once you start doing it, you're going to continue to do it till you get comfortable doing it, where everything else is going to be amazing outside that box. It's like when you're a little kid, you're drawing inside the lines. You don't want to get outside the line. Like, some of us got creative and drew on the line so we can color inside of it so we don't make a mess outside. Then there's others who go above and beyond when they start drawing for themselves. Then you have the creative writers where they no longer like drawing, and they identify everything. They can describe the most vivid detail and everything. You sit there and look like, and like, what your creativity is so much more than what you're presenting, because you're afraid to go outside that box. And another really topic, dating outside of your race. I really just do believe in that there is a lot of us doing this right now, and it's not just it's not just something you are doing since yesterday. We've been doing this for a long time, and you really just really need to understand that everything that's going on with this, because there's black guys who don't like black girls, and it's going on for every single race, white guys who don't like white girls. And we're at this point where everybody wants to be have mixed kids. And it's just like, all right, bet. So everybody wants to be mixed kids, wants these mixed kids, but nobody really wants to take a responsibility. Like, why do you like these people? Like, why are you upset that I'm dating someone out of my race? Like, why are you upset about that? Like, some people don't really understand why it's not okay. And some people say it's not okay, but some people don't mind at all. I'm trying to figure out, why do not people think it's not okay to date outside your race or to date your own religion? I mean, not religion, your own race. So when I say this, like, you can go out and be like, oh, this is my girlfriend. And people look at you, be like, what? You're dating her? Or it can be the complete opposite. They can just sit there and be looking at you like, yo, you don't, like, why aren't you? Like, I don't want to say that, because it's more the fact that, because me personally, I date outside my race, but I'm not afraid to date within my race. But it's just like, I like to explore, because I'm a little older, so I just want to see what's out there. There's nothing wrong with that. And you now, what you think about it is, it's just like, I shouldn't have to be watched because somebody's looking at me because I'm not dating someone of my own race, and that's African-American. And they'd be like, why don't you date black girls? Go, because you like Mexican girls, you like Filipinos, you like Honduran women. I'm just sitting there like, what's the point? Like, what's the point of you arguing with me because I don't like someone in my own race right now? I'm not dating somebody. I'm just looking for somebody with potential and have the personality that I'm actually looking for that can withhold children and be a perfect mother. I don't want to say perfect because perfect does not exist. It's something that we all dream of, but it's just something we all have to know because we all have our own flaws. And you're perfect to someone in someone else's eyes, just not perfect to yourself. So I just want to understand why it's not okay to date other people. So, and then it's just like when you're like, when you're out with a different race. So saying I'm black and I'm with a Filipino girl or a Mexican girl, and you're just like, oh, I knew you like Mexican girls. Like, so why are you upset then? Like, why couldn't you come to me face to face or just give me a ring? Be like, okay, so I didn't know you didn't like black girls. Cause then I would stop and say, how you know I don't like black girls? Because they didn't get their shot to shoot first. And you can't be mad. I wouldn't be mad. It's just like, saying that, oh, some Mexican girls don't date black guys because their families don't accept them in their families. And some might go crazy about me saying that. And that's something else I want to reach on. But let me finish this dating outside your race thing, because it's just like, it's a real topic to talk about, because a lot of us will sit there and say, oh, I like this race and I like that race. But do you really? Like, have you stopped and took the time out to get to know them, see what they're really about? Because it's like the same thing you're going to do to talk, to get to know about the same person you've been dating. So now you're really just sitting there looking at it, and now you're just like, what's really going on here? So now it's just like it's more to this story. And the more I get older, the more questions I ask, the more now when you have friends and more friends with their households, like all households will be the same, are all the same, period. So now, when you get to question yourself, back to what I was talking about later, dating outside your race. I mean, I don't want to say dating outside your race. I mean, like, being accepted in somebody else's family. So when you're really dating out, like, when you're really trying to date someone else, now you're really understanding the fact that maybe this could work for me. Like, maybe I'm putting all my time and effort, I'm giving up everything for someone, and are they really willing to, like, stop what they're doing, do the same for me? And we all want that. We all want that golden moment where we think we found someone. And you're really sitting there like, man, I really like her. Like, I really like him. And it's just like, but what am I doing wrong? Then you start doubting yourself. And then, but on the other note, some of these families don't want them to bring a black man home. Some of these families don't want them to bring a sister home. Some of these families don't want them to bring a Mexican home. Because I know, just not me growing up, they all had those jokes. Some of them jokes were serious, like, oh, don't bring no white girl home. Like, what do you mean don't bring a white girl home? Whoever I decide to fall in love with is who I decide to fall in love with. It's not for you to sit here and jeopardize that for me, because if I like somebody of any color, green, yellow, pink, white, I bring them home because that's where I'm happy. And you're not going to sit there and tell me I'm wrong for being happy, because a lot of these times that these people are going to be single for so long because they fear of being alone. So why are you telling me that it's not okay to bring someone home even if I'm happy? Maybe it's not good for me right now. Let me be the judge. Let me find that out. And then on another note, when it comes to a different race, now it's just like, now it's more strict on them. Some families, I know some Latin families are really strict on what they want their people to be married. And sometimes they like to keep it. They might talk a good game and be like, yeah, it'd be cool. We would just start talking. Then y'all start getting real close and y'all be tight. Now it's just like, man, I really like them. But then now you think about, like, I want to introduce to my mom and my grandma, because my grandma's always home. And I know a lot of different cultures, their grandma live with them, like their grandparents live with them. And that's okay, because there's nothing wrong with that. Because I would love, if my grandma had nowhere to stay, guess who got open doors? Regardless, my grandma's my world. My mom is my universe. So it's just like, I said that backwards. My mom is my world and my grandma's my universe. So I said that, and it's just like, you never want to disrespect the people at home. So then now they start to really jeopardize what you guys had. And all of a sudden, you're sitting there like, oh, why are they not replying? Like, what am I doing wrong? Then now you're doubting yourself. Now you're coming to a conclusion. It's just like, all right, so something's up. Because you're figuring out, like, I'm doing the best I can. Maybe not the best yet, because you don't know the best you can until you lose something. And then you realize it's gone. So now you're trying to fix everything that's been happening to you to fix that, so you can do better with the next person. That's just like your love life. You will never love somebody the same as you loved the last time. It's like there's no such thing greater than parent love, because they're going to show you everything you need. It's going to be rough, and it's going to be the kind of love you need. But sometimes you just need to listen to it, because I know for a fact that it's a lot of us out here who's stubborn to hear what your parents got to say. Like I told you last week, your mom's always right. Your dad's always right. You may sit there and be like, maybe that's true, but maybe it's not true. I got my own things to say. But really, sometimes you need to hear these kind of things. That's why I said earlier, friends you surround yourself with will tell you the truth when you don't want to hear it. And there's a lot of stuff they're going to tell you, like, don't go, like, you need to go clean yourself up. You're out here being a dog, and you're talking about you want to be in love, you want to do things the right way, but you can't help it because you're so used to being single. You just really can't exercise that in your head, like, I need to stop myself. I need to stop giving girls chances. I need to just make my time more or less available. And just going on with that, it's just like now you puzzle yourself, like, is this okay? Because I know a lot of people I know, they date people outside their race. Their family accepts them, but that's not you guys, because a lot everyone is acceptable, because some people have old beliefs. They believe in their old cultural rights where it's just correct and there's no way around that. And then some people just grow up like that. So it's not for you to say they're wrong. It's just for you to change their mind about it and make sure they're going to fight for you. Because if she's not fighting for you or he's not fighting for you, what's the point of being with them? If all you do is argue and fight, what's the point of doing arguing and fighting where you can be with somebody that makes you smile, somebody makes you eager to see them? Like when you wake up to them, you're just like, man, this is mine. Like, and you can't get no better feeling than that. You're just outside, or you can sit there and flaunt her or flaunt him. Just like, man, like, I got something good. And, you know, I'm sitting here really smiling about that, because that's one of the best feelings. And you sitting there, a lot of people sit there, if you're listening, I bet some of you might be smiling. I don't want to say you guys are, because everybody don't have that feeling, because a lot of you might be single, might be going through the same problems I'm going through. So I feel your pain, and I do like to speak on it. Like, my older brother was a big influence on me talking about this today, because it's the truth. We both like to date girls out of our race, but sometimes it's all right to date back in our race. Like, my best friend, she's African-American, and we talked about this. And she wanted me to touch on it, why black guys don't like dating black girls, and it's the same vice versa. And that just goes on who they are, because you can say that, oh, I like black girls, but have you ever dated one? Do you know what they're like? Because there can go between so much. When you're saying that I don't like black girls, so what kind of black girls do you not like? That's just like saying when somebody says, oh, can I talk to you for a moment? Oh, I don't have time. Then you simply say, what don't you have time for? And that's where you win. Now they're listening. Now they're tuned in. Now you get to shoot your shot and do whatever you want to do. And just going in on this, say when you say talk to a black girl and say, why don't you like black guys? Like, you may be the perfect, you might be someone perfect for me in my eyes. But you may not think the same, because you'd be like, oh, I'm not trying to cause new, I'm not trying to have no problems, I'm not trying to deal with this stuff. And I do understand that, because there are some kind of black girls. And these are, this can not just be black girls. It can be any race. That's sitting there, they want to play the dude's role, where they just want to talk to a bunch of people and choose their threads, which one they pick out the haystack. Like, I want this needle right here. I don't give him a chance. And it may not be you, but that's what guys do. And it's like girls are doing that now, but girls have always been doing that. It's a wake-up call, because sometimes you are the only person they're talking to. But let's just figure this out. You never believe somebody when they say you're the only person I'm talking to. It just don't make sense. Like, you're sitting there, you're on your phone more than I'm on my phone, and you're sitting there, you don't talk to no one else. Yeah, don't believe that. I'm sorry. Everything ain't true that come out of some people's mouth. Some people just lie for no reason. And just getting back to it, that's just saying me, like, I always told myself, I don't want to date no one who's going to cause me more dramas than I'm going to cause them. People looked at me and was like, yo, what that supposed to mean? It's like the kind of person I am. I like to have fun. The things I do, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I'm always going to respect you. So I wild out, and everybody knows, all my friends are probably sitting there yelling at you, laughing at me, be like, yeah, I know, yo, he be wilding out. It's the truth. I enjoy myself. So at some point, I'm going to go over and above, but that's for you to say. Maybe he's just enjoying himself, but don't disrespect me. And that's one thing I want. If I rock with you, I want to respect you, and I expect the same thing. So that's what I mean. So I don't want to deal with more drama than I'm going to cause them. And now everybody got a clear thought on that. So I'm just like, yeah, that's what I mean on that. And that's for something like I really want to talk about. And this is like, yeah, you want to be accepted in everyone's family. And I understand, because there's to a point where parents don't like you, and you just be like, there's nothing I can do about that. My mom don't like you, but I still like you. So that means it's like, it's either your mom's going to grow on the person, from a different kind of perspective, that they trust them now, or your mom's just not going to like them at all, or you just got that parent who don't like nobody. And some of us have those people. And then it comes to another point where your mom was actually right, like they were no good for you. They seen it before you saw it. So then again, it can also go back to you have a parent that just, you bring somebody home, they're just happy for you. They're just like, man, that like, for real? This is who you bring home? Like, I like them. They sit there and talk, and some people get nervous and speak to parents, and it's just like, yeah, it happens. I treat it like it's another interview. They're going to ask you questions, and I'm going to answer them truthfully, but not truthfully all the time, because sometimes you guys might do it a little bit more, and they don't know about that, but it's not their business yet, unless they're telling them everything, and it's okay to tell your parents everything, and I do value that a lot, because the more you tell your parents, the more they trust you, the more they're able to reach out to you, because even if all reasons go wrong, you got your parent to go to. Sometimes your parents have a better answer than your friends will, even though your friends will tell you the same thing, and you want to hear from your parents, and you're getting a clear view on it more than what your friends have told you, because your friends, you got friends that's going to tell you the truth and be truthful to you. Why not treat your friends like you treat to your parents? Just talk to them like you treat them. But some of us have that where they're telling their parents everything, and that's okay, because when your parent goes, feel that nothing was ever left unsaid. And that's something I really do believe. And someone told me that they just lost their parent, and I do like feel the same way, because I want be able to talk to my mom the way I want to talk to my friends, and I really believe in that. And then something really, really, really big is it was a quote. Actually, I got it from Mick Jenkins, and he stated, if the real holds you down, you're supposed to drown, right? If the real holds you down, you're supposed to drown, right? Wait, that don't sound right. So when you think about that self, when you got good enough friends, they're going to let you swim and sink because they're holding you down. But then again, you're thinking, why would they let me drown? Because they're not letting you drown. They're actually making you understand fully before you come back for that air. So they want to put that to your head and really, really help you understand that you are our friend and we don't want to see you drown. So let's make sure you understand first. So we're going to let you get some air, and now you understand what we're trying to say. But it takes more than one person to make you feel that you understand it, because if you don't want to hear from them, somebody else is going to tell you. And if you don't want to hear from them, somebody else is going to tell you from there. And then just another big topic that I want to talk about is just self-love. Self-love can be about any week of the week, just by this topic. Because last week I was on, I forget last week's topic. That's sad. We were just here last week. Well, self-love was, I put self-love in that too. But self-love has a lot to do with identity, because now do you even know who you are? When it comes back to it, like, how do you know who you are if you don't love yourself? Loving yourself comes from the deepest fear inside of losing somebody. Sometimes you fear to be alone, and that's okay to fear to be alone, because that means you're protecting yourself from being hurt. But sometimes you need to get hurt to be out there. Sometimes you need to feel that struggle, because where it comes from, because where do your struggle come from? A lot of people don't understand that when I say that. And if you got an answer for that, I applaud you. And, you know, it's either we're real close, because we all got that same struggle and it comes from the same place. Some of it don't come from the same place, but it's really there. And it's just like some of us fear of being alone. And you may make a really, really high standard for yourself where you're just like, man, some of us really put that standard there. And you're just like, dang, like I really want, like this is what I'm my top tier. I really want this. This is what I'm looking for. But where are you at? Are you working? You got a job? You got time to take off? It might be higher than yours, or it might be the same thing. So you got to keep up. If you don't got that pace, maybe you should really go look for something outside what you're looking for. And I'm one to talk, because I had a high standard for so long. And it's just like, maybe I should just go back to being who I used to be and being more open and freely and meeting people who talk the same way I speak, and just got something to say about everything and not afraid to talk about it like I'm talking about it. And you really sit there, you may think about it, it's like, yeah, that's the truth. And you just really sit there and really think that sanity is really real when it comes to this, because now you're thinking to yourself, you're contributing about all of this. Like you put a standard on someone else that was perfect for you. Now you're doubting them because you might be alone for so long. So now you put a standard on them that you want so much and you're expecting from so much from them. And you really just can't do that, because if they're perfect for you in your eyes, because like I said, no one's perfect. Everybody has their own flaws. It don't matter what it is. You got to accept them for them. Some people, well, I can't even say some people. A lot of people today have children. So you kind of just got to throw that in the back. Just like, yeah, I don't want to have no one, which I don't want to be no stepdad. I don't want to be a stepmom. But sometimes you, so and sometimes that's so it's okay. Like, it's not a problem being a stepdad, because at the end of the day, you're going to be the best damn dad you can be. You're going to be the best damn mom you can be regardless. And if it's not your child, then that's just going to teach you, like, how to be a better role model for someone else. Like, you don't, I'm not saying you have to be their dad or you have to be their mom. Just be the best person you can be to this person. Like, you got to be a role model for someone, because, like I say to everybody else, show them what somebody else didn't show you. It's okay, because a lot of us won't get that today, but tomorrow they're going to wake up and understand this. And then just going along, like, some people got a lot of self-doubt, and why would you have self-doubt if you don't know yourself? And that's where it comes down to. You got self-doubt where you're just not understanding everything you're seeing. Like, you're thinking so negative about yourself, like saying that, oh, you have a mom that speaks down, but you got so much going on with yourself. But why is she talking down on me? May you ask yourself that you deliberately done nothing to your mom, you've done nothing to your dad, but they're just something. So then that's when you think to yourself, what am I doing wrong for them not to love me like they love everybody else? And I'm coming from an only child home. And yeah, I said I had a brother, but I do have brothers. He's just, they don't live with me. So that's back to my note. Boils, just like for the fact that you keep grinding, make yourself happy, choose your friends who can talk to you about your own problems that can help you. Because being alone is not the best way to go when you have self-doubt. And I'm going to tell you now, be the person that you are meant to be. Your mom, she raised you the way she wanted you to raise you, but she didn't tell you how to live your life. She didn't tell you where you need to be. You can go ahead and get your degree. You can go ahead, work that 9 to 5 like your life depended on it. Some of you choose not to go to school. Some of you choose to go to school. Some of you choose to own your own business. And for those who are out there trying to own their own business, I applaud you, because I'm working on it myself, but it's just like it's hard and it's a lot of just like dragging feet. But once you got it going, there ain't no stopping. Then when you got those friends who you struggle with to understand that they know how much that dollar value is. And when I talk about the dollar value, you really sit there and think about it, because if somebody borrows money from you and you're really close to them, you're not about to hound them for $20, $100. Like, yes, it's a couple of dollars, but if you're working your butt off and you see them not doing well, you take care of your brother. You take care of your sister, because you are your brother's keeper. You are your sister's keeper. And then I should never want to hear a friend saying, oh, you owe me a couple of dollars. Like, nah, not even, bro. Not even, sis. Let's just make it clear. If you see me, I need a couple of dollars, but I'm not going to ask you. Or we're out, like, do you want me to buy you some food? Do you need something? I'm always going to ask. Even though you may owe me, I'm going to still ask. Just because you're my brother, you're my sister, I consider you family. Like, you know where I lay my head. You know my family members. You know who I hang out with. You know who I date. You know everything about me. So why would I shade you for owing me some money, even though we're always together? And then there's a lot of people who lose value over everything because they're money hungry. They don't care about it. They throw Power Ranger fits. They want to fight you over a $20 bill, over a dollar. If you need a dollar that bad, just ask. This is like people who steal from you. If you wanted it so bad, you could have just asked for it. I would have gave it to you. That's what kind of family I grew up in, where materialistic things don't value nothing to me, because we can die today. You can't take none of that with you. And I say that again. You can't take none of that with you. So enjoy your life, vacation, go see things that you won't see back home, that you won't see here. You can just tell people, oh, I'm from California, or wherever you're from, and you're out in a different country having fun. Because I got a lot of friends who vacation, and just sitting there like me, why can't I vacation? So I had to go through a phase where I had to change friends. And myself personally, I had a quote that I wrote personally, and I text my best friend. It was just like, intelligence is key, but I'm a young African-American male, so all I can afford right now is my intelligence. But if you need a dollar, you can hold that. And that's deep to me, because the more I know, the more value I have between me and myself and whoever I decide to share my circle with. But this single solid dollar, if you really need it that bad, here you go. Like that song Kendrick said, how much do a dollar cost? Ask yourself that. Is it worth anything that you're going to debate about? No. It's just paper that you work for. And some people slave to them dollars, and I really can't say nothing about it because some people live that check life. Some people want to save. Some people want to splurge. Some people want to live that commercial life, go to the club, and show for these girls. And everybody want to be a trap dude, but their mom still need help on rent. So what are you doing exactly with your life? You forgot where you came from. And it's just like sometimes you go to school and the system just don't they don't mentally prepare you for society. They don't tell you how to grow up. They're just teaching you what books tell you. They're just teaching you hidden agendas, hidden topics that if you really go deep, this is not telling you about your real culture. They may all taught you was how to be a new slave, how to just be in a system for so long, going to school for 30, 20 years, and you're now here with a degree and you have no real job. You have no 20-year worth of school work of back at McDonald's making $70.75. So you got these people who've never had a degree, who've never been to college. They just finished high school. Some of them not even finished high school and have these great jobs. And now that you're realizing that, do I really need to go to school to do my dreams? Some of us say yes, some of us say no. Me personally, I want to go to school because this is the only way I can get this job that I want to do. Like, yeah, I might have an intern somewhere, but based on how much I know, how much I'm more willing to receive and understand about what I want to do. So my major is neuropsychology. And for those who don't know about it, it's neurons in the brain, what ticks everything while we do the things we do day in and day out. Because I got tired of seeing things I've always been seeing, and I want to figure out the real reason behind this. So this is why I'm going to school. Sometimes I'm having the hard times and going to school and having to work, helping pay bills. But you know what? I'm going to stick to what I know. Because at the end of the day, I still have something else. I have my mind planned to it. And I want to be outside that box, like I said before, just thinking there's so many opportunities in life. Why would I stop from just going to school and working where I can actually go reach out to somebody else? And they'd be like, I know a guy that's willing to help you if you're serious about it. So that just takes for you that extra step to be serious about it. And that's just going back to being in school. Like, a lot of us will go to school and not go nowhere. You'll sit there, take a couple classes, like, school's not for me. And at least you sat there and kept it real with yourself, because I have a couple friends who did this. Now they're out there making major moves because they had a dream in their mind and said, I want nobody to stop this dream. So some of us who have that dream in school, I know some of us have a long time. Some of us got that easy. It's going to be a breeze in high school. They go to college, clear it out of it. They got their degree. Now they're out there trying to figure out what they want to do. And I applaud that. You guys stuck through it. Y'all stayed in. Didn't let anything go and get in the way. So yeah, and it's just like some of us have those difficulties being in school, going to learn outside of what these books are teaching you, because intelligence doesn't stop, identity doesn't stop within what these books are teaching, because there's some you can read that just teaching you being school smart. To be intelligent, you got to go out and look for just things to just look for, research about new stuff, look at different religions, look at different cultures, and just believe in there's more to what you're seeing, because everything your eyes see are not the truth. So it takes for you to open that third eye mentality and say, what is there more out here to tell you? Because then you get somebody like me who I'm really intelligent and I speak from my heart. I'm not going to sit there and be like, oh, I can't do this, because I'm never going to tell myself I can't. If I feel like I can't, I'm going to give up. And I gave up a lot. I said I quit a lot. But at the end of the day, I kept it moving. I kept everything that I needed. And I know I got off topic, but this is just like, it's the truth. We're a slave to school. Like, you're stuck paying loans back for something in a different country. School's free. College is free. So for all of us that are in college right now, maybe you should look into going to school outside of the country. Just study abroad for a little bit. Or maybe just move there and say, hey, I want to try something out. Maybe I can spread my wings somewhere else. And then the seed I got, I can go plant here and here and watch it grow and watch something grow into a redwood or something bigger, like some great tree. I don't know a name for a great tree right now. I'm just saying redwoods because that's the biggest tree I know right now. But that's not my point, because when you grow a tree, it grows slowly. It has to sprout, and then the branches start coming to life. Now you're rooted to this place. But now if you're rooted to where you are, where you're born, where you are, tree don't get too much sunlight. It may just get the left side a little bit. Maybe if you got a couple seeds that flew off, now you can spread your wings somewhere else. Teach something that someone else didn't know and let them understand what you mean and help them succeed and do better. Because maybe everybody who sought out to have one dream, that one dream maybe wasn't good enough for you. Maybe you need a couple hundred dreams so you can fulfill, fail, succeed, make them easy or harder for you. But sometimes you got to have a long-term and short-term dreams where they do come true. Because I know there's a lot of us who want to be ball players, but sometimes that gift wasn't something you just continue to carry, because sometimes everybody has their own problems. And what's going on with the football thing, it's just like it's crazy how everything is going on. It's like they got the down boy going on, how they won't give Kaepernick a deal, which makes no sense to me. He's a great athlete. And some of these quarterbacks that are getting signed, you're just like, wait a minute. Why is he getting signed? Because even the coaches were saying, we don't want to make the fans upset. What the hell? The fans got to do with anything? This is the love of the sport. They want to see this man play. If your fans going to be upset, let them be upset. He's going to be here when these people do. Upset. Where I'm from in the Bay Area, there's 49ers and there's Raiders, and you're either one or the other. You can't be both. And there's some of us, can't say us, because I'm a Dolphins fan, way on the other side, and I got brainwashed early. But I don't want to say brainwashed, because I got the time to see Dan Marino play. And right now our situation is just like we got Jay Cutler, and I do have some faith where, because he did do atrocious last year against with the Bears. Then we seen Jay Cutler at the Broncos, and he bought up because they had a team around him. And I love my team enough to say maybe they're going to bring the Broncos Jay Cutler out. But I kind of got off topic and talked about. But that's just like it has something to do with everything I'm speaking on. And then it's really just like sometimes your religion comes into it, and when your identity comes into your religion, now you have different beliefs. Now you're understanding more, because sometimes everybody who's Christian, they might not believe everything what's going on. Like, sometimes people might bring the Big Bang Theory, and that's completely okay. But do you believe in God? It still will be here with the Big Bang Theory, because if there's no God, we live in a chaos world. And when I say what chaos world means is everything is going to crisis. And then, like, because I took a class on this, this is why I'm really open about speaking about religion now. Like, if you spoke to God and says, God, I want you to grow a rock and make this rock huge, so he grants this wish. This rock is now huge. Now make this rock where no one can pick this up, not even God. Grants his wish. So now you try to pick it up, not happening. God tries to pick it up, not happening. Because now that logic is in your head, why do people not believe in God himself? There's a lot of religions that tells you other things. There's people who's atheists who gonna believe in other things. But I'll tell you now, simple question. There is a God. What does God look like? There be evil. Now let me answer that in the most simple way possible. God never said you cannot do this. He put us here to let us do, be a free will, that we are allowed to be who we are, want to become. Because your mom does not tell you, I want you to be a firefighter. You're going to stick with it. I mean, in some households, they want you to be an accountant. But in other households, they want you to go live out what you want to do and figure out what you want to be. So for those people that actually go do crime, who do evil, it's not because someone else told them they want to do this, because they felt that it'd be okay. So now you really sit there and think about different religions and different organizations. Like, some of us don't believe in chakras. Like, when you know you're doing bad, your wavelengths are not vibing with somebody else, your chakras aren't realigned, they're just out of they're out of shift. And you're just like, wait a minute, I'm just uncomfortable. So some of us get into meditating and get into more of Buddhism, and just like, I really like this. So some of us may ride the Christian way, but they really vibe with the Buddhism. Like, they believe in inner peace, and they believe in chakras, and they just believe in a lot of stuff that's going on. But they just start doing research, and they really become open-minded. They know who they are to understand, and this is real and this isn't real, so why would I follow something that is not real? And everybody has their own structures to believe in this. And it just goes on. We have another quote, and it's taken out. Vanity is our sanity. Then you lose sight when we're trapped in insanity. Think about it. The two eyes in insanity, and read between lines, there's more to it actually. I'm not going to tell you the answer to this. I want you guys to think about it, the insanity in the two eyes. and how we all see everything. That's like something really meaningful to me, because the person who says Capital Steez, and if you want to hear the song, it's called Chicago, and you can really dig deep into what he's talking about, because he's one person who was well more than aware of what's going on. And I won't dig too deep into Capital Steez, because that's a very huge topic for me. I'll wait for another week where we're talking about music and something else. I'll figure it out. And it's more the fact that I want everybody to be aware of how much you want to love yourself. Love them like you love your children. And those of you who have children, cherish your children. Teach them to read. Teach them to be everything you weren't. Sometimes you want them to be better than you. Not even sometimes. You want your children to be better than you. Give them the life that you never planned to have. It's okay to give them that, because you can't envy. All you can do is live your life now that you have children, because you have that extra breath to breathe. And I did say I was going to shout my boys out, because their birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday to my man's Versace. His real name ain't Versace. His name is Ricky. And we call him for free and donkey. So happy birthday to my guy. And happy birthday to my guy, to Foul, Christopher. Like, I didn't even know you're 27, bro. I do appreciate you being in my life. Like, you guys really helped me grow. And for everybody else who's listening, I salute everybody who's listening today. And I just really want, I like talking. And that's something that I really just like. I get off topic a lot, and everyone knows that's how I speak. So if you do know me, you know I get off topic a lot. So give me a second. I'm kind of thirsty. I need some water. Social media has a big self, and really, like, social media is that people, it just shows. Some of us get on social media, get flex for everything, do things we're not to be doing, wearing these disguises. Like, we want to be so aware of what it is to be aware of our energy. That's what it means to be, have an understanding of actual life. So these new generation of being woke, they just want to talk to you but have no meaning about anything they're talking about. Then you got those people who have naked on Instagram, half naked on Snapchat, on Facebook, a saint. Don't swear, don't do nothing. Post all these pictures of them and their family and something they're really not quoting Bible verses. So what are you really? Are you out to cause attraction for yourself? Are you out to have somebody out there trying to look at you like you can be a wife to be someday? Then, and that goes so far, because there's guys out there doing that. They be sitting there with their money to their ears. Like, you really got money to your ear, bro? Like, that's... bills, go pay your car note, go do something. It may be free money, and I salute everybody who out there hustling. Never knock somebody for their hustle, because that's how they feed their kids. And I applaud anybody who's sitting there to do whatever it takes to feed their kids. So then again, back to the social media, yes, and just like very, like, there's really like everybody is not the same anymore. It's like it really just doesn't hold anything that you want. Like, maybe for those people who do seek something better through social media, because now these days, like, you're not meeting anybody outside. You're not meeting people to talk to. Oh, like, you guys met at the mall, you guys met at the park, or you're walking down the street to the store. You're not meeting like that. Everybody's lying in DMs, talking to them. Like, oh, they're, like I said before, you're shooting your shot. That's been like the biggest thing in this generation. Like, everybody has to like a shot to shoot. So it's just like, all right, you don't know nothing about this person. You don't even know what they look like. You just think they're cute because you see them, they have their Instagram. They got a couple hundred thousand followers. Sometimes they got more than that. Sometimes you got people you slide in their DMs, they don't respond. And sometimes you got the people, some guys, some girls have the most, they're trying to be low key because that's just who they are. And they get a couple likes. And it's like, and their Instagram is like, you're like, I actually like them. They post things that I can relate to. They post things that is like they're not showing anybody parts. It's a smile or them with their friends having a good time. They post videos. And now all of a sudden, we got these people taking advantage of that, trying to know these people. Now they get to know these in person and they come to person. You're just like, there's nothing I expected from you. Now you're upset. Now you're just mad. You're on fire. You're just like, what the hell? So it's just like social media has taken this over. No one actually meets in person, like, unless you go out and you see this person. Then sometimes it comes to a point where they'd be like, oh, aren't you with Sade V? Like, would you just call me? I do have a real name, and it's Arias. My friends call me Rias, so I know what kind of friend you are based on what you call me. And I do have family members and other friends who call me Yellow, and that is my real nickname. Everybody and I do adore who everybody who calls me and knows me by that. But then again, call me, be like, yo, Westside AV, like, oh, I follow you on Instagram. You know how weird that is to have somebody come call by your Instagram name? Like, dub, don't come at me with that. Like, get to know me in person. Like, act like you don't know who I am. Act surprised and not, oh, I follow you on Instagram. Like, nah. It's kind of weird. So, like, I'm going back to what I'm saying. Like, nowadays, you might go out to concerts and they'd like, add me on what? On Snapchat. I understand a little bit because. And it happens. So then more people be like, add me on Snapchat. I want to talk to you, get to know you, like, see what you post. And sometimes people post real stuff. Some people just post stuff just to get attention. There's a lot of people who just want attention from the wrong people. And then they're always screaming, oh, how much I really need attention, but why do you need attention from unnecessary things? So just post things that make you feel good, to make you look good without the filters, without extra. And it's like the identity crisis between this, like everybody wants to be someone that they're not. That's all back to going to the commercial ways. This is like all, there's a whole bunch of females who don't believe in themselves. They wear all this makeup, even though they might not be the best looking, but you have to be accepted, because once you do not see them without makeup, then you're just like, wait, what did I just do? This is a werewolf right here. That wasn't a werewolf over here. Like, what's going on? With makeup, without makeup. There's some people who look good within, without makeup, and you have to be like, man, I really won this time. But sometimes you got to really get to notice. Like, there's a lot of people, like, more recently, there's a lot of chicks going to the gym with a full face of makeup. And you're just sitting like, what? Why you got makeup on at the gym? You about to go sweat off all that steam you've been talking about, and you got a full face of makeup. What are you doing? Then there's just like, it comes to a lot of things where it's just like, some people are afraid of themselves. They don't know who they are yet. Just like going from a female perspective, if you're a guy and you talk to girls, you know what good makeup looks like. And if you're outside with a shorty or a John, whatever you want to call it, a girl, you're a boo, you're a bae. Ah, bae, I can't stand that word. And their makeup is not good. I mean, the best thing you can do is just like saying you got a booger in your nose. You might want to fix that. You might want to have somebody do it for you. You should never allow somebody to be out there looking ridiculous, knowing they're looking ridiculous. They know they look ridiculous. They just want you to be more aware. But sometimes it's not your place to say it, but sometimes it is your place to say it, because what kind of friend would you be if you let them out there and really think about it? And now I'm just like, okay, so what you going to do? And just really thinking, everybody doesn't think for themselves anymore through social media. Everybody wants to think through a quote. And now it's just like, there is nothing, like, this is the future now. Your identity has one of the biggest presence on someone else. If you know your identity, what can you present more from helping somebody else understand who their identity is? And I will say that once you know yourself, you're not doubting yourself. Once you love yourself, once you have the right friends, your environment has changed. Your parents are involved in your life and your children are involved in your life, because you want to do better than the next day and the next day. Don't corrupt your mind because everything else is going wrong. But that does not mean you have to go wrong, because there's a lot of people who are out here who live a city life, but they have that city commercial vibe where all they really want to do is not understand what's going on. They just want to live this life. And then you got people who don't know what none of this stuff is. Like, they don't have Wi-Fi. They don't have a lot of things. Everybody has Wi-Fi, but some people just like enjoy themselves. Get off your phone for a second, communicate with your other, like, have converses and just get to know somebody, because they got all these apps where things can just go so many different ways. But you may just sit there and really look at it and just really say, like, hello, if I was to talk to this person one-on-one, how much more would they like me? Or how much would they more agree with a lot of things I talk about? How much more would they be like, man, you've been what I'm missing through Instagram? Because text messages do not have a voice unless you've been knowing them so long. You get this in the voice. That's pretty much a lot of your friends. That's why you FaceTime, they have callings, and they just got, let's just meet up somewhere, go have lunch. And then value those who actually go on dates and don't pick up their phone. They want to get to know you. Then I saw this weird video on Facebook. You stare at your partner for 2 minutes direct in the eyes and see how much attractive and interested you are, because now you're picking up on a lot of more things. Now there's a lot of people who got to accept that they're interested in this person or they're here for you in the past and they're looking through you. They want to look at you like they're going to look at them when they're happy, when they're sad, but they know what that face looks like. And today, that's all I really want to talk about is identity. Love yourself. Spread love.